Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, November the 12th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you've heard, I will give you details on how you could obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the show for today. Well, I'm going to start by talking about the illusion of prosperity, which is created by infrastructure or war spending. I need to do this because the mainstream media simply won't. So it's left to me to fill in the blanks, as usual. Well, China cheats so much, and apparently, according to the critics of China, the US doesn't. Well, I'm going to bust open that myth in no uncertain terms. Trump was elected by the deplorables as the first non-establishment candidates since a long time. And I'd like to run over a few other people who might be considered for inclusion in that category. So then the Federal Reserve announced one of the most significant rollbacks of bank rules since President Trump took office. So this is rather an alarming development because it's careening us all the way back to a replay of what happened actually in 2007-2008, which is going to happen anyway, but this particular new development is not perhaps one of the best things to allow right now. Life is hard for everyone. The only person we are competing with is ourselves. So I've got a rather interesting statement to make about that, which I shall do following the last piece. So the administration's abuse of sanctions in all these different countries is cruel and unnecessary, and I'm going to make a few observations on that. Nothing very much, but just a few words from me. Merck is pulling out of its agreement to supply life-saving vaccine to children in West Africa. Why? Because they can send it to China, where it will be sold for a much higher price. Well, thank you very much, Merck. Then I will recount an anecdote about the young Hillary Rodham and Bill Clinton, which you may not know and should. So I shall regale you with that. The California Life Company, or Calico, has been trying to tease apart the fundamental biology of aging in the hopes of one day defeating death. So I'm going to give you some rather interesting information about that. Well, according to former derivatives trader Nassim Taleb, the world is more fragile today than it was in 2007. So I'm going to drill down a little bit into that to see whether there might be any truth to it, or what we might be able to glean from studying that particular aspect of our economy. So the European Union is punishing itself for doing Washington's bidding and sanctioning Russia, and in the process suffering billions in losses. Is it really worth it? Well, we'll have a look at that one. So is Trump ever going to declassify the FISA documents completely? We just better have a look at that one too, to conclude the show, if we have time. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you independently 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows, and I will make sure you get what you've asked for. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I suggest that the latest 3 shows are probably the most relevant and interesting to what you're trying to uncover here. So with that, I shall give you my information, starting with my email address, which is on the Podbean page, but here it is anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's to request the shows. Then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Facebook page, and I try to update them as often as I find material worthy of your consideration. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call and the RM Wake Up Call are all one word, please, all lowercase and no punctuation. Okay, so that's it. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I shall be back on Monday in the usual way. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.